Professor Yolanda Anderson, December 4, 2008.
Okay. Thank you so much for agreeing to participate in this project. It will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of this questionnaire is to produce a detailed and coherent narrative of your story. In light of that, we encourage you to feel free not to worry about providing an answer that's too in-depth or long. That is exactly what we want. We realize you have already signed the consent form, but we also want to let you know that you should feel free to tell us if there's any particular thing or things you say during the course of the interview that you would like us to keep out of the educational, exhibition, or presentation materials to be created based on your interview. Let's start with question number one about background. Okay. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up. So first of all, where were you born?
I was born right here in the city of Colón. Right.
And what do you remember from your earliest days?
Okay, I remember a city in which was very cosmopolitan at the time. We had bases in the city, not directly in the city, but in the province, around very close to the area. We had a very strong American community because of the canal. We had commissaries and all that good stuff, and the city was practically divided into two parts. We had a canal zone area where black people lived. And we had a Cristobal area where the white Americans lived. And I remember very distinctly that was within the confines, the contour of the city. And the Panamanian population that lived in the city at the time were not permitted to cross over into that area. It was just streets. There was nothing that blocked it off. But you could be taken to jail for trespassing. There was a canal zone court. There were canal zone policemen that patrolled in those areas, and those areas were primarily prohibited to Panamanian people.
Now, talk to me a little bit about your childhood. What was your childhood like, and what are your fondest memories and favorite anecdotes?
I have a lot of good memories of my childhood. I think I was very fortunate in many ways. It was primarily based on a British West Indian cultural background. We went to Sunday school and we participated in drama clubs and we did music lessons and we did embroidery and all that good stuff. And